It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
Every 28 seconds, a car in the U.S. is stolen, but not in Parsons. Don't become the next victim. In times like these, a little extra precaution can go a long way here in Parsons. Never leave your keys in the ignition. Always lock your doors and keep the windows closed, because unfortunately, we find that almost every car burglary here in Parsons is a result of an unlocked door. Equip your car with an alarm and other theft deterrent devices as well. If you become a victim of auto theft, report it immediately to the Parsons Police Department at 911. To learn more about protecting yourself from auto theft, you can always go to ncpc.org. That's the National Crime Prevention Council. Or even better, you can come visit the Parsons Police Department webpage at parsonspd.com. Auto thefts are actually down. We just published our 2020 annual police report that is up on our website, and people can download that. But even more importantly, we saw a drop in some very core crime areas, which also included a reduction in auto theft, which last year dropped from 23 in 2019 to 12 in 2020. We also saw drops in the number of batteries in town, the number of thefts, the number of burglaries, and also rapes. We did see an increase in our overall call load last year. Officers responded to 18,782 total incidents. That was up from a little over 16,000 the year before. And our dispatch center was an incredibly busy hub of activity. Between emergency calls and normal administrative calls that came into the police department, over 46,000 total calls were handled in the dispatch center. A good part of that increase in the call load that was handled by our police dispatchers occurred during a remodel of the police dispatch center, which made it even that much more difficult and challenging for the department to continue to meet and exceed the expectations of the community and still have a successful year in the number of arrests and calls handled. The remodel was the result of 25 years of being in the same building with a lot of minor extensions of wires and band-aids that had occurred during that quarter century. It is amazing how many, I want to say, miles of wire were pulled out of that one area of the police department, whether it was computer cabling or Ethernet wiring or Cat5 wiring or telephone and electrical, to bring it all back up to code so things were actually working as fast, as quickly, and as efficiently as they possibly could.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.